This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Lava from a volcanic eruption reached the airport of Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo's main city of Goma Sunday as thousands evacuated. Goma residents grabbed mattresses and other belongings as they recall the last eruption in 2002, which killed 250 people and left 120,000 homeless. As the red glow of one of the world's most active volcanoes painted the nighttime sky above the lakeside city of about 2 million, some fled east toward the frontier with neighboring Rwanda, while others escaped to the west. A volcano expert said Saturday new fractures opened, allowing the lava to flow southward toward Goma after initially flowing east towards Rwanda. He says it appears the lava is headed toward city center, but is difficult to forecast. Power is out across much of the area, and phone lines are busy. The UN Security Council is welcoming the ceasefire between Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers and calling for it to continue after 11 days of fighting left hundreds dead, mostly Palestinians, many women and children. A statement released Saturday was approved by all 15 members. It says the council mourns the loss of civilian lives resulting from the violence and stresses the immediate need for humanitarian assistance to the Palestinian civilian population, particularly in Gaza. The statement further said it was urgent to restore calm and reiterated the importance of achieving peace based on the vision of a region where two democratic states, Israel and Palestine, live side by side with secure and recognized borders. Thousands rallied Saturday night in the Israeli city of Tel Aviv calling for coexistence between Jews and Arabs. This is VOA News.